علي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all warmly to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge. And we are discussing about the topic of the Charter of Islamic Governance based on the teachings of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. And we are going to take inspiration from different sermons of Imam Ali alayhi salam in trying to explain to us the tenets and those governing principles that need to direct the Islamic community, the Islamic ummah, towards perfection. And we'll start from the sermon 192 called the Sermon of Qasi'ah, and go towards other sermons that can benefit us in explaining this particular topic that we have chosen, especially concerning the fact that it is very important at this day and age to have a clear understanding of what Islam has to say regarding how societies progress and how they become lowly, and how they have a regression, or how they fall and stoop. These are things that we need to keep in mind and contemplate. And in the previous session, Imam Ali alayhi salam, I explained to you that Imam Ali alayhi salam has mentioned some of the reasons why societies became noble. And one of the most important reasons was that they had a united front, and therefore they became the leaders. They became the role models and the kings. Now, today inshallah we'll discuss about some of the reasons why societies became lowly, humiliated and ignoble. Inshallah, with the grace of God.
You are listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Now, Imam Ali alayhi salam goes on to say that one of the biggest reasons why societies became degenerated, why they got destroyed, why they lost their nobility and became, why they lost their nobility and became humiliated, was because of the fact that they were disunited. They had division and divisiveness and antagonism and disharmony amongst themselves. These are some of the reasons why communities became destroyed, why they lost that position So Imam Ali alayhi salam goes on to say, فَانْظُرُوا, he says, فَانْظُرُوا إِلَى مَا صَارُوا إِلَيْهِ فِي آخِرِ أُمُورِهِمْ. Yes, Imam Ali says that, I explained to you how communities progressed, how they became the leaders and the kings and the role models. But now I will tell you why these communities and other communities became destroyed, how they stooped low and lost all their nobility. And then he goes on to say, حِينَ وَقَعَتِ الْفُرْقَةِ. Why did this happen? When divisiveness, when disunity struck them, when it became something that was common amongst them, when this happened, we noticed that they became lowly. And this is what the enemies do actually, because they have also studied history and they know some of the reasons why societies go low, why they become weak and how they become controllable. How do they do that? They know that if we create disunity and strife and factionalism within that society, then definitely that society will become weak and therefore controllable. وَتَشَتَّتَتِ الْأُلْفَةِ. The other reason that Imam Ali alayhi salam says is that from firstly when there was disunity, and then when the people's hearts that were closely connected to one another now became separated from one another. وَتَشَتَّتَتِ الْأُلْفَةُ. That closeness in the heart, you know, got separated.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
Now, Imam Ali alayhi salam goes on to say that وَاخْتَلَفَتِ الْكَلِمَةُ وَالْأَفْئِدَةِ. And when the statements that were coming from them, when their beliefs and their hearts and their feelings inside their hearts began to have, you know, separateness. So they were different from one another. So for example, this Muslim community or whichever community started to have different statements, all of them regarding a specific political issue or a specific social issue, they started to have different statements, and their hearts started to become separate from one another, and that differentiation began to form. That's when this community started to stoop. وَتَشَبَّعُوا مُخْتَلِفِينَ. And now when this group started to form branches and branches, different branches, you know, one branch was formed, from that branch another two branches were formed, and from those branches other branches were formed, everyone wanting his own word and statement to be correct and to be followed and adhered in the society. وَتَفَرَّقُوا مُتَحَازِبِينَ. When they became people who are disunited and in different political factions, different groups, different parties, everyone forming their own group differently and separately, not realizing that if they were together, they would probably do the same things. And now that they are separate, they are also doing the same things. But it's only that they feel that ego and that selfishness and that, you know, that state of pride and different factors that led to this kind of disunity. And sometimes, of course, is the influence of the external factors who strike division among societies. Let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He protects us from disunity and helps us to get a united front for the truth. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Rome, on the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio.
قال النبي محمد من كنت مولاه هذا علي سيد فزمن ولا هو وبالكتاب مسدد والنور معنا باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من ناداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال مناه هو في الشدائد مجيد والفضل يمنى هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه